What? You don't want batteries? Come on.
Live from the basement, it's Building a Better Dave. Check us out at betterdave.com. Email us at dave@betterdave.com. Or call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Now, here's your host, Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to Building a Better Dave. I am your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. And do you remember, let's see, there was Where's the Beef? What You Talking About, Willis? There was Sit on It, Potsy, or just Sit on It, right? There was Eat My Shorts from Bart Simpson. I want to start a catchphrase. And that catchphrase is, I got shacked. I got completely shacked. I went to go in and get out, and I got completely shacked. Now, you're like, what does that mean? I had an experience today with a Radio Shack. Now, first things first about Radio Shack, they want us. They've got it plastered all over their building on the inside, The Shack. You don't get to pick your own nickname. You don't. I'm sorry. It's just not, no. And it's not cool. You remember, it was like a Super Bowl ad going down to The Shack. No, it's Radio Shack. And, I mean, you can't pick your... When I was growing up, my brother called me Ved. Like, my name had two syllables, Dave and Ved. He decided to call me Ved. And when I was really, really little, I hated it. And that's what makes a nickname. When you say, oh, don't call me that, that's it. You're, guess what? You're now known as Flounder, right? So, I later grew into that. I still have friends. I just went to my high school reunion, and they said, you'll always be Vedward. Because I was like, you know, Eddie Van Halen, so they called me Vedward Van Jackson. It was a weird thing. But you can't pick your own nickname, Radio Shack. So you're not The Shack. You're The Suck. Okay? And here's the thing. I needed a cable. I was doing this podcasting thing. I was really in a hurry. Had to be back at a certain time. And I thought I should go to Radio Shack. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to go to Radio Shack because they're going to shack me. Now, what does that mean? Ever since I grew up, it used to be you'd go in to buy a cable. You needed that connector, right? I needed some solder. I needed a soldering iron, whatever it is, that weird, wacky little thing that only you can find at Radio Shack. And you'd go in and you'd go to leave. I got my solder. I got my Y cable. I'm ready to leave. And they're going to say, oh, would you like some batteries? Here's and you actually had a battery card. Remember that? If you bought enough batteries, you could get free batteries. And it doesn't matter because they lasted about 10 minutes. The Radio Shack battery. Oh, good. I'll put this in my transistor radio. You turn on, hey, cool, I love this song. And all of a sudden, wow. Oh, great. Radio Shack battery. Wonderful. And so it was like, ah, please don't make me go to Radio Shack. They're gonna grill me. What? You don't want batteries? Come on. And it's like, no, you have a mountain, a 5 foot tall mountain of batteries here. If I wanted some, I would pick one out and put it and say, here, give me these two. I don't want batteries. So now they carry phones, and I purposely went to Target, and then I went to Lowe's. Why? Because I didn't want to get shacked. I knew if I went to Radio Shack, I was going to get shacked. And it's every single one. They must make serious commission. If you get somebody to switch their phone to The Shack, they must make like $8 million commission or something like that, because every person is like, let's talk about your phone. Hey, let's talk about me getting out of the store. I'm in a hurry. I got my three cables that you're going to overcharge me on anyway, but that's okay because you're The Shack. And you know what? Target didn't have it. Walmart didn't have it. Lowe's didn't have it. I came to The Shack because I needed this wacky Y cable to plug in my podcast stuff. Can I pay for this overpriced cable that was made in China probably and get out of here? No. You have to tell me who your carrier is and blah, blah, blah. And I was talking about something and I said, iPhone 5. Oh, really? Oh, well, who's it through? And I go, Verizon. Oh, okay. Well, you know, we have those two here. And when you're ready to upgrade, yeah, I'm not really ready to upgrade. I'm really ready to get out of the store. I got to be somewhere, Junior. And he's like, you know, would you like me to print you a $5 coupon? No, really what I would like you to do is hand me my freaking change so I can get out of the store. And I said, no. And he goes, no. And I go, no, thank you. I just got the phone. I've had it less than a year. I'm not upgrading anytime soon. And neither is my family. Let's just nip that one in the bud. And he goes, okay, well, you know, we can match prices. In fact, we're actually, when you switch, now the whole time I'm thinking, just give me my change and let me get out of here. We can do that, and it's $150 divider and a rebate, and you throw this in, and you do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around, and you save $10. Just give me my freaking change and let me get out. You are shacking me to death. If I wanted a phone when I came in, I would have been standing in the phone section looking at the cases. No, I came in, I grabbed my cables, I knew what I wanted, just let me leave. But he shacked me. So, in honor of the dude in the red shirt at Radio Shack today, I dub thee a verb now, shacked. I've been shacked. So when you go someplace and you just want to leave and you just can't get out of the store, say, oh man, I'm getting shacked. I can't believe it. I went to a flea market. I wanted to buy it and they shacked me. Right? Just a hard upsell. I bought a pair of shoes. They grilled me for a half hour on how many socks I wanted. I got shacked. And I seriously, I purposely avoided their store. Are you listening? We told you, quit asking me about batteries, and I'm telling you right now, look, we know what you sell. We know you do phones. We got that. It's a little late. You should have done that about, you know, 10 years ago. You know, but yeah, I know, and you can beat prices and great. But when I think about a Verizon wireless phone, I tend to go to Verizon Wireless. I'm weird like that. And I've already got my Verizon Wireless login name and password. We're all on the family plan. We're kind of good to go. And I understand you can save me $5. Wonderful. Yeah, that's okay. Because you know what? That means every time I come in to pay my phone bill, or if I have a problem with my bill, I'm going to get reshacked. And I'm not doing it. Because you make every shopping experience. The last time, literally, and the reason I'm blown up about this is like number two. Same thing. I bought a cable. Went in to buy a cable to plug into a mixer. I'm on my lunch. I'm right down the street from where I am, but I'm like, it's getting close. Got to get back. I'm teaching a class. I need to get out of here. Can you tell me who your phone's through? No, I can't. And she's like, what? And I'm like, no, I'm not really interested in. I know you guys sell phones. I don't mean to be rude. I'm on my lunch. I need to get out of here. And she's like, okay. And then what does she do? Just so you know, blah, 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 50%, 30%, save, blah, 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 pitch. And she shacked me anyway. I told her, not interested. Shack me. Screw you, Radio Shack, the Shack. No. So I literally, can somebody start another company? Cables or Us? Something that I can go to when I need that weird, wacky, Y cable adapter thingamabob to plug in the whatchamajiga call, that I can go there and know it's going to be there and not get shacked on the way out. I'll pay more if you won't shack me. Please. Please. Don't shack me. Thank you. Now go and spread the shack. Make them a verb. Make them a naughty, naughty verb for being such weenies during the checkout process. Thank you. That is all for now. God bless. And remember, it's going to get better.